Welcome to Denalysis episode 4. This week, a bit different. Scottish Dan can't make it, so I'm doing a solo interview this week. I've got my friend Callum on the podcast. Callum, say hello.
Hello.
Okay. So I know Callum from back home, from first school. Yeah, I mean, we've been good friends since, well, how long? What age?
Was it preschool, I think?
Preschool, so what, three, four?
Two or three.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But yeah, it's been a while. So one of my longest friends, longest serving friends. So yeah, we're going to have hopefully some interesting conversation today. And if not, then you won't hear this. So yeah, that's the idea for today. Okay, so last week when we had Jack and Rachel on, you haven't listened to that episode yet, have you?
No, not yet.
No, okay. That's fine. There's no judgment here. But yeah, so we at the end we talked about Christmas.
Okay.
And when does it start? Because, and you won't have heard this, so I'm going to drop this on you. They'd already listened to Christmas songs in the car last weekend.
Last week.
So I want to know how you feel about that, because not just that, but about Christmas in general, and when does it start, when's too soon, when's too early.
Right.
So, yeah, obviously, they said...
What is it, though? Is it like Mariah Carey, or are you going to be having...
Well, I think they just had a full playlist, and they'll just going through them in the car. They said they had a good time, they enjoyed it, and I think it was Jack's idea, apparently.
Well, you're going to enjoy it wherever you are. It's just whether it's ethically right to have it on.
Yeah, that's the real thing, is... It's the ethics of it.
Yeah.
That's what we really need to think about here. My problem with it is, right?
You thought about this?
I have, Callum. I have. Is if you're starting at what was the date now? Okay, so we're you know, a third of the way through November.
Yeah.
So that last week would have been the start of November. If you're starting
correct
before me, thanks. Good maths. So that was before Bonfire Night.
Yeah.
And they're listening to Christmas songs. That's like pretty much an entire 2 months you've got to go of being in that hype for Christmas. I think that's going to burn out.
Well, I think you're right.
And when it comes to Christmas Day itself,
you've had it.
You've peaked too soon.
You peaked about 15th, 16th.
Yeah, I'd say you're spot on there. but yeah, I can't do that. So when does Christmas start for you?
Well, I think, you know, when you get at school, you'd have the sort of late November, early December, you know, Christmas plays.
Yeah.
Getting into the sort of hype for that, dress rehearsal, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd finish school, and then you've got usually about a week, 10 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'd say, like, you wouldn't properly start getting into Christmas spirit until you've finished school.
Okay.
But obviously, we're all human. We've all been there.
Yeah. We'll get excited from time to time.
We'll get excited from time to time.
Yeah.
So I think once you've got your advent calendar, I think you can officially be like, okay, I'm in the Christmas
yes.
mood. Because when you've got that bit of chocolate every morning after your cornflakes,
gives you a reason to live.
Yeah, but you know what, we've all been there. You know, you go out, you get the bus, or you're getting your school, you're running late to school, and your mum's like, you've forgotten your advent calendar. You're like, oh, what am I going to do for myself the whole of the day?
I know,
you're just waiting to get home for it. I think then you can be excited for Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
To be honest, from like your friends, like, aren't the worst I've heard. My friend at uni, she has a playlist that she started playing in July for Christmas stuff.
Well, that's not on.
No, so
that
I think,
needs to be.
You know, that's getting UNICEF involved.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, is that poor parenting? I don't know. Is that?
I think she's bad life choices.
Bad life. Okay. Right.
But you know, there's always someone in a worse position than you.
Yeah. So I agree with you. I think 1st of December for me is when it starts.
Yeah.
Like November time, so you.
The thing is now, it's because like you go in the shops and like you can see, like, before even Halloween, you see Christmas stuff.
Yes.
So it's like subliminally in your head, you're like, oh, it's Christmas around the corner, but it's actually
not. It's miles away.
Miles away. And like, can you really get too excited? Because, you know, you're meant to be like in a good mood for it. And then if you've got like exams and all that sort of thing, you're just like, oh, Christmas. And you're like, oh, no, I've got exams or assignments for uni or whatever. It's one of them. So I think take it one step at a time. Have your Halloween, then have Bonfire Night.
Yeah.
Then enjoy your November, and then you can get.
Yes.
Because like you said, you're just going to burn out. And then you get to Christmas Day, and you're like, I've signed in the winter.
You're building up too much. Do you know what I mean? And if you've got a 2 month build up, that's a sixth of the year, by the way. 2 month build up.
You've done well there.
I have kind of, like I say, good maths.
Yeah.
You know, that's a long time, and by the time it comes to Christmas, it's just going to be a letdown. It's going
to
be
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
from one side, the other side of the coin is that people, like, part of the Christmas enjoyment is like the build up to it.
Yeah.
So like,
it's true.
I mean, like, is the day actually as good as it like
ever lived up to it? Yeah.
Like, it's because the build up for it is like so much more exciting.
Yes, that's the thing. So as a kid, it's all about the build up.
Yeah.
I mean, the Christmas Day is obviously exciting.
It's always good, but like, it's like, is it ever like as good as you want it to be? Like, in terms of like, especially now when you're like older, like, I'm assuming most people are going to be like, you know, sort of uni age or like older. You know, it's not like when you're five. Yeah. You know, when you can't go to sleep and you're like waking your mum and dad up at 5 a.m. to check if Santa's been for the stockings.
No,
like,
spoilers, by the way. No spoilers.
Exactly. I mean, no judgment, but if I was to find out that that's what you're doing, questions would be asked.
Yeah.
You know, thinking, what's going on here? September to December is the best time of the year.
Yes.
You know, there's that Christmas feel to it, but is it wrong to be like too early?
Yeah. See, for me, 1st of December, you get your advent calendar. That's when the music starts to happen.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, that's when Christmas events start to happen. So Dan, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, turned down a gig because they wanted it to be their Christmas party. It's like, oh, can you do a Christmas party?
Yeah.
And it was sometime in like early November.
Yeah.
And they wanted it themed as a Christmas party.
Yeah.
And he said, no, but it's November.
It's not Christmas. It's like having an Easter service at church in January.
Yeah. Oh, it's around that time.
It's around that time.
Yeah.
So we'll get the Easter egg outs and have the bunnies and everything, but you know, it's actually January.
Because people would question that. It's like, well, what's this party you're having? Oh, it's our Easter party. Oh, you know, Easter's in 2 months' time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but we're just doing it now.
Getting out of the way.
Yeah. So, oh, okay.
I mean, for
any other event, that wouldn't be.
Be about what you're doing.
Yeah, the only other one that kind of gets away with a little bit is like bonfire night. When you're having fireworks like for like a few days beforehand and a few days after.
But even then, it's like you do realise it's the 5th of November.
Yeah.
So like the week before, you hear fireworks going off and you're like...
A bit premature. You practicing?
Or like Halloween. See, folk, like that's another thing. Like Halloween, people going out for Halloween after the 31st. You're like,
yes.
Your time has been and gone. Like you see people going out as well. Like Halloween's on a Thursday night this year.
Yeah.
Like it's not... You can go out on a Thursday night. That's like quite common, especially with uni students.
Yeah.
Like the big night at Glasgow Uni is a Thursday night. So like you could go out then. But you see people going out on the Saturday night or the Friday night or even like the Monday the next day and you're like, what was in your schedule? I'm swamped until Thursday. I can do anything after that. But like, but you see people going, I saw someone on the subway, like in Joker, like makeup on a Tuesday afternoon.
And so but you weren't sure if they were just a psycho or they were
getting into the internet. I've just seen the film, so I don't want to be stabbed on the subway. Yeah. No spoilers. But
no spoilers, yeah. I've not seen it yet, actually. So when does Christmas start in the Ward household? When do the lights go up? When does the tree go up?
Tree doesn't go up until quite late. We always used to put it up the week before my grandpa's birthday. So he was the 18th, and that's when my mum used to put it up.
Yeah.
So we always put it around 10 days
before
just because like everyone's really busy, like it's usually the end of term and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think in the last couple of years, we've probably done it a bit earlier just because people have got a bit more time.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm the same with you. Like I will not listen to Christmas music properly. But even like at school or at uni and stuff, like you don't get involved in the Christmas stuff usually until like November-y time.
Yeah.
So that's for me. That's probably the same as you. Like I'm not in the Christmas. I'm not in Christmas mode.
Yeah.
Until then, until I've got my first chocolate reindeer.
Yeah, chocolate reindeer when the Santa hat comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair
but
enough.
Once it's December, I'm gonna be like full Buddy the Elf. You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Five aside, getting a little Santa hat on. You know, I'm all about that.
All about that.
And you know, Christmas party, I'll be dressed like an elf.
Yeah.
Because why not? You know, beat them to the joke. So.
Who decorates the tree in your house? Do you want it a team effort? Or is it someone take control?
I think Lorna takes control.
I can see Lorna taking control.
You know, it'll be like a construction site.
But I can also see your brother just messing with it every now and then. Just, that should go there. Yeah. Just moving stuff around.
Putting Darth Vader at the top.
Yeah. Wait, what? You've got a Darth Vader?
No, just a silly funny idea.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, my house, when my sister was kicking about.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not dead. That's
she's just up in Sterling, so is she dead?
Inside. She listens to this.
She'll sorry, Charlie.
When she was kicking about, she'd take control of it.
I can imagine that as well.
She likes to be in control of everything. But then, so recently my brother's been taking control of it because he was the only child there.
Understandable.
And then I think it was last year when my brother decorated the tree, my sister came back for Christmas, my sister just redid it. She didn't like the way my brother had done it. she got annoyed.
I think the last time I can remember vividly, us all trying to do it at once.
There must have been so many arguments with that going on.
Well, I think Dad, Philly and I just retired to watch the football.
Yeah.
Just
did a tactical.
Tactical.
Oh, you don't need me.
Yeah. Second half's on. Ooh, I'll go. You go do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you have this as well. There's always the argument and always the decision to make sure you switch the lights off before going to bed.
Yes.
And someone has to go
under the tree, because you want to keep all the plugs at the back to keep the aesthetic of it and making it look nice.
But you can reach it, but it's in the back of your mind, if I overcommit here, it's going to be Twin Towers going down.
Well, you've got two trees, have you?
No, just the metal tree. You think?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, so you always turn the lights off.
Well, yeah, you don't want to burn your house down.
I mean, I think technology's evolved so much now that the lights might not burn the house down. But
we can try it this year and then,
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Once the fire brigade, the fire alarms are on for me, going, calmed and turn the lights off.
Okay, now we know.
Now we know.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. So I think what we do is we turn the ones off on the tree, but we have some on the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
So it still looks kind of nice.
The thing that we always forget is we have this reindeer that we put on the front door, and whenever someone opens the front door, it goes, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, and starts singing Jingle Bells.
That must get annoying.
By the sort of 10th of December, you're just ready to pack it in. Yeah. But it's, it's just world class.
I did not know this about you.
If you not, no. I'll show you. It's enjoyable. But
it's enjoyable the first few times.
Yeah.
How does Stan find the Christmas? By the way, Stan is Callum's dog. How does he enjoy the Christmas festivities? Does he get involved?
I think he's blissfully unaware. I think the only thing that he always gets a bone.
Yeah.
And the highlight of that whole process is that it's wrapped. Obviously, he can't wrap it himself because he's got no disposable thumbs.
Disposable?
Oh, it's just got no...
opposable.
Opposable, sorry. And he's just... but he'll smell them. He'll get really excited, and then Lorna will be like, oh, what's this? And he'll be like, well, he knows it's a bone. He's had it before.
He's had it before. He's been around.
He's been around the block a few times. And you'll get it, and then you'll put it in his mouth and then take it off to his bed. And you'll just kind of hover for a good 5-10 minutes looking around, saying, does anyone want this? And you're like, you know what, Stan?
You've got one.
I'm all right. I've got my turkey, thanks. So you always get that. And then we'll inevitably try and put a Santa hat on his head.
Yeah. Does he enjoy that, or is he against that?
He's never voiced any concerns. Yeah, he's never said, hey, this is humiliating for me. But then again, if he's ever spoken, that would be another game changer.
Yeah. All right, okay. Next thing I want to know is stockings. Do you do stockings still?
It's not even a question.
Okay. Well, it is a question, but I'm just checking. Yeah, it's a silly question is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a silly question.
Yeah. And what kind of things do you get in the stocking? Hang on, before we answer that, do you have what are your stockings? Are your stockings big red?
I've got the same stocking that I had since I was little. So it's very authentic old stocking that's got a teddy bear on it.
Right.
And it's I don't know what stockings are made out of, but it's very soft to hold, and it's quite long, and I've had the same one. I think my grand got it for me. Okay. So we've all, like, all three of us have
got your own.
Got my, so mine's the best, obviously first child. And
makes sense, yeah.
Parents put the most love and attention into that.
Yeah, and they kind of just stopped Finley trying after that.
Was the middle one, so just got one of, like, for in WH Smith.
Yeah.
And Jess, because she was the first girl, a bit more effort into that one.
Yeah.
So hers is a lovely, got a nice fairy on.
Fair enough.
I don't even know what Finley's is. I think it's just a rag.
Fair enough. And see, in my house, we go up to the loft.
Yeah.
Crack open the box full of ski socks.
Oh, okay.
And like the big long socks. And you just pick your sock each year. And when you're younger, you thought, ah, this would be clever. What I'll do here is I'll pick the biggest sock.
Get the most presents.
Get the most presents in there. Not knowing that the presents had already been predetermined before the sock even had happened. So the size of the sock made absolutely no difference.
Yeah.
It
actually might impact on how many presents you got.
Yeah. And also, I then later in my later years,
you're a bit more experienced.
I've been around for a few. Yeah. What I do is you realize that if the bigger the sock, you're still getting the same amount of presents, so the sock just looks emptier.
Yeah.
Whereas if you get a smaller sock, it looks absolutely jam packed. So that's the one you want to get.
It's all placebo, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So we start to do that.
So why again? We always get the same stuff. Like it's like sweets, like dairy, big dairy milk, like bits of chocolate.
Yeah.
I always get fruit pastels, but Jess and Finn always get Smarties.
Okay.
That's historically been a thing.
Yeah. Is that
I think that's because I preferred them growing up. So right. I think that's just kind
of. So now that's locked in for life.
Locked in for life. So even if I became vegan or something, hypothetically, Lorna would still be like, gelatine fruit pastels, here you go.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Are they not vegan? Oh, okay. It's just when you said vegan, I don't know how that would affect sweet choice.
Aren't they jelly?
I don't know. I don't know what jelly is.
No.
So
I've read that somewhere, or someone at uni has told me about their life choices when I didn't really want to know. But anyway,
vegans.
Anyway.
Yeah. Back on topic.
So then we'd often get like that, or books, maybe a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're getting some pretty hefty presents in there.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there. Mm. And then you might get, like, when you're a bit older, you know, you'd get that Lynx Africa from your gran.
Oh, that's a standard. Absolute standard.
Come back when you haven't got one of them.
Yeah.
So that's what you usually get in the stocking. But, like, they're not very sort of cleverly wrapped, so you kind of like...
So you're wrapping the presents in the stocking?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that's not the case in my household.
No.
Obviously, I think Santa's not bothered with the Potter family. No. He's just like, just lob them in.
Well,
they're not even got proper stocking. They use ski socks.
So
I think
maybe Lorna might have written in advance, being like, you know,
make sure. Yeah.
You know what she's like? She's like, you know, wants it to be.
Yeah, she wants plant. Yeah.
But when we were younger, we used to have. I mean, same for you, I'm sure. Have the home videos of like you opening your presents in.
No, you see. Right. So this is a story for you. We discovered. I don't know how many years it was ago. But like clearing out stuff in the loft. As you can imagine, when my house has a lot of rubbish in the loft. And I've discovered amongst these things, like some videos of my sister when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Where are the videos of Andrew and I then?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't do any.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So there's like loads and loads of videos of Charlie.
Yeah.
It's just nice videos of when, you know, of your younger years. Nothing of me and Andrew.
Yeah.
There's some weird photos of Andrew and I. As you can imagine. And you think, why did you take that photo? Why did you let that happen?
Yeah.
There's this really weird one. I'm can't believe I'm saying this on here, but you know, I can edit this, so don't care. there's one, right, where I'm sitting on the toilet.
Nice.
In the downstairs toilet.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an image you need. I'm probably about four or five here.
Okay.
Andrew, he's in the bathroom with me.
No, obviously. This is going.
Feeding me a carrot. One thing I want to know is about presents when you were a kid. Were all your presents from Santa? Or were like some from mum and dad?
Grand and granddad.
Okay, yeah, okay. But like, so I know people who, like, all their, even their like big presents. See, for me, just the stocking was Santa. Everything else was from like parents, like aunts, uncles, whatever.
It depended. I think if you were to get like, and if you did that, but. You might get like a big present,
yeah.
So something that you wanted, like similar to you, for your cars and things. Like you had your eye on, and you know, you obviously
my cars. Well, I thought, yeah, I wanted a car.
No. You're like cars when you're younger. So if you wanted something like that, or like later on when you like wanted maybe something music related for me, that would be from Santa. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and Dad would often, especially when you were like younger, have these really cool riddles where you'd have to like find it in the house, which was like really cool.
I can see Elliot being all over that.
He loved it.
I reckon, yeah.
It's actually
does he still do it?
Yeah. Really impressive, to be honest. And like, even though like it was just like, well, it's only going to be in one place. It's going to be like where there's more space.
Yeah.
It'd still be like when you were like,
did 11. You know what you were looking for at this point? Like, did you know that the present?
After a couple of years of it, you're like,
oh, I know what's coming.
I know what's coming, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, those things would often be, like, labelled from Santa when you would find it.
Right.
But then, like...
It's a bit annoying from Santa, really, not just putting it on the tree where the rest of the presents.
Well, yeah, but, you know...
Like, Santa's like, I'm going to let my window here, this would be funny. Yeah. I'll get the boys.
I don't know how he has the time, though.
Yeah, I know. He's like, come on, Santa, get to the next house.
Get to it.
That's why he wasn't wrapping my presents.
Yeah, clearly.
He was too busy hiding stuff around yours.
Too much, yeah. So he's not prioritising other families. But I guess with, like, maybe with you, because you kind of feel like, okay, like, when it's about Howie and stuff, he's together, like, maybe, like, I can just drop them together.
Yeah, just do two.
Two and one.
It's
a two-man job. That's probably when it was definitely, like...
Yeah.
And then you would get presents from, like, your aunties and your grandparents.
Yeah.
But that would be probably it. Well, I don't know about you.
So, for me... Like I say, stocking with Santa, and then we'd have like presents from like relatives, maybe the occasional one from your brother or sister if they'd remembered.
I remember that when we do that now because like we can, it's usually just quite small presents.
Yeah,
but I remember my sister mugged me off one year horrendously because I'd like. Was at the age where I kind of thought it through.
Yeah.
And I think I'd got her something from like Paper Chase because she loves Paper Chase.
Right.
And it was really sweet, I like what she'd done. So basically she'd like had got me a box of like, say like felt tip pens.
Yeah.
Which you kind of thought, okay, there's going to be something inside that. And he opened it up and it was just a drawing saying Merry Christmas. Love chest.
You love to see it.
And it's just like, when you're like 11, you're kind of like, seeing a big box, you assume... There'll be something inside it of value.
Yeah, that's a drawing.
It was just a drawing. And it was like, looking back, it was very sweet. But at the time, I remember thinking, I've been cheating.
I've been mugged off.
Yeah. Destruction art. So I'll take the lovely paper chase that I've decided to go and get or something.
Well, my sister was asking me the other day, actually, what we're going to get for Mum and Dad this year.
Yeah.
And we were discussing what to get Mum. And then she goes, I want you to get Dad. I was like, well, for Dad this Christmas, I know he wants me to do well on my exams, so I'm gonna work towards that for him.
I'm sure Richard would love that.
Yeah, he wants me to become an engineer.
You probably would just expect that anyway.
No, that's definitely my present. I tried really hard this year, Dad. Yeah. That's Merry Christmas. I'm just gonna open up my exam results for him. That's for you, Dad. That's for you. Yeah, so we'd have. Like the big present, that'd be for Mum and Dad, and they'll be like hidden behind the tree.
Okay.
So the big presents were behind the tree. The other ones are kind of like in front.
Okay.
Kind of like big ones behind it in alcove, and you'd always be looking like, oh, what's that? What's my big present? So yeah, that was that's how we did it. We'd always like spread our present opening out through the day. I don't know about you. So we'd have stockings in the morning first thing. So we go get the stockings from downstairs, bring them up to Mum and Dad's bed, open them on Mum and Dad's bed.
Classic.
Yeah,
so we did that.
Absolute carnage all over the bed, like, you know. And then
Mum would always go and check the Santa beam, so we had that sort of 5 minutes.
Just in case he hadn't, so there would be, well, just in case there was problems.
Yeah.
Disappointment this
disappointment,
year.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm sorry, you've been really bad this year. Dad, what a great copper that'll be one year. Not kids. You were too naughty. I said it would happen. if you didn't behave, Santa would not come. Just give him a block of coal.
Mum would always check. Maybe that was to have a carrot at 6 in the morning, I don't know.
What did you used to put out for Santa?
A beer.
A beer?
Even though my dad doesn't drink.
Oh, right.
It was a beer, and then a couple of digestives, like chocolate digestives, you know.
Okay.
Obviously, he's making a long effort from Paul, so he's...
Yeah.
And then a carrot for Rudolph.
Yeah, so we'd always do...
But I've always felt for the other reindeers.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. Is he taking that back? and sharing with them, or was he just munching that carrot every time?
Probably just greedy, yeah, himself.
So we'd always put out like a little glass of whiskey.
Nice. Okay.
A mince pie.
Okay.
And then a carrot.
Yeah. But so I remember that we'd always have a beer for him.
Yeah.
But it'd be like in the can, I think. I don't think we'd...
Yeah.
But then there's another thing you think about, because you pour it at like 6 o'clock, exposed like that, right, for 6 or 7 hours.
I see.
Can you imagine drinking that?
A stale pint.
You stale pint. Dad, why are you spewing?
It's all that whiskey I drank.
That stale pint of apple juice that you made.
So you leave a can of beer out.
I'm not sure what we do now. I'm not even sure if we do anything now.
Oh, yeah.
We used to, when we got older, write a list and leave it.
Did you? Did you have a send-off list, like to Santa?
No, we just make one and leave them.
Like previous to, how long before Christmas would you leave that list out?
A week.
So you're giving Santa a week to get all the logistics, all these toys and stuff in.
Well, it's like Amazon Prime, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when we were kids, Callum, that wasn't a thing.
Yeah, but he's got flying
hands. Yeah, I suppose he has got
flying hands. He's ahead of his time, isn't he? Where do you think they got the idea from?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Amazon Prime isn't run by elves. Or by Santa. I'd be surprised. Because they know how to do it.
They do.
You know, there's a whole...
Probably got a contract in, 5-year deal.
For me, the first Christmassy thing I do is obviously advent calendar, but my first, like, port of call is to watch Gavin Stacey's Christmas special.
Of course.
That's 1st of December territory. And then it's just Christmas songs. I'd probably watch it again. Some, you know.
Is it this year, Gavin or Stacey?
Yeah, it's big news. It's big news. It's going to be a huge day. If anyone tries to... See, on a Christmas day, right, we've always gone out for a walk Christmas day, either to the beach.
Yeah, we've done that.
We normally go to the walk for a walk on a beach, actually, which is quite nice because nobody else is there.
Because it's Christmas Park for me now.
Oh, okay. But we go to the beach because like nobody else is there.
I'm not trying to show you up from Santa.
No, I'm just... But
okay, each for their own, I suppose. But nobody else is there because nobody else is ridiculous enough to go to the beach.
You'd be surprised. Where did you go?
George Bay.
Yeah, we were George Bay.
Yeah, okay, you don't see many folk.
I did Christmas walk with the dog last year with George Bay. Actually,
fair enough. But what I'm saying is, if that Christmas walk gets in the way of me watching the Gavin Stacey Christmas special,
well, he has recorded it.
Cam's not the same as watching it live. You know that. It's like watching a football match.
It's not
the same. My parents are like, oh, just record and watch it later. That's not the point. I want to watch it live. I want to be in the moment. I thought I'd be watching Gavin and Stacey a couple of hours after everyone else. You know, you can't be doing that. What a ridiculous suggestion. So
that's not till the 25th though. So you're saying that you're not going to be in the Christmas mood?
No, but I'm saying that's this year. I'll be watching the previous year's Christmas special.
Oh, of course, yeah.
To get me hyped for that.
Tell me something, don't you?
Yeah. That's a big highlight for me for Christmas. That's why I know it started. Yeah, so when does Christmas end then? If you've done when it starts, when's it end? Is it like, you know, is it when you take the tree down? Or is it like, okay, Boxing Day, that's it?
No, I'd say 28th, 29th.
Okay, so it's before New Year.
Yeah, because... New Year's a separate thing.
Yeah.
If anyone tells me that New Year and Christmas can be interlinked.
So what are you taking your Christmas tree down?
Well, we usually go away for New Year's. We usually go up to Scotland.
Right.
So we usually take it down when we get back.
Yeah.
So 3rd or 4th of January.
Yeah, we normally take it around that time, I think.
Some people keep it till the end of the 12 days of Christmas, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Which,
what's that about? When's then?
But I don't even know when the 12 days.
No, I don't know when it begins. Is it before? Is it after?
Is it not Christmas Day?
It's Christmas Day the 12th. Was Christmas Day
the 1st, isn't it?
Is it?
That's what I think it is. It goes on for so long.
Okay, but
because it's like Christmas to New Year's is like 7 days of like
you limbo. Just don't know what's going on. Absolute limbo. Nobody
that's
knows.
That's like a Michael McIntyre sketch.
Is it? Yeah.
It's funny.
It's like it's a weird time because like it's because some people go back to work in that period of time.
Yeah. Some people just take their
holiday. Something to the holiday there. It's like, by the time it's like, oh, it's not Christmas, but you're still in the Christmas like mood because you know you're still drinking and eating. Like,
that's literally the sketch.
Oh, really?
He's like, what day is it? I don't know what day it is. What time is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on? It's really funny.
Yeah, the films of a Christmas.
I think that's probably like the best bit of Christmas. I think that for me, that's when Christmas
it's like,
is.
It's like the Radio Times.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah.
And you look through what's going to be on and you plan your day.
Yeah. What's your, like...
Christmas film.
Because ours is Muppet's Christmas Carol. I've never seen that.
Oh, mate.
Never seen that.
Never say that to my mum. She will literally disown you.
As
an honorary, like, son.
I say Home Alone is one of the one of the greatest.
I can understand that.
Muppet's
Christmas Carolers.
Elf, obviously, is a classic.
Yeah.
We used to watch Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Claus 1, 2, yeah, and 3. Yeah,
those are good.
Arthur
Christmas is good. It's kind of a bit of a curveball.
It's a new one, yeah. But yeah, no, that's true. There's some good Christmas films coming out.
What do you do on Christmas Eve? Because that's sort of setting the tone for a good day.
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I think it varies.
Because we always historically go to see a film.
Do you?
Yeah, it's the five of us. It's kind of the only time we ever go see a film in the year.
I think we did that last year. I don't know.
We've done that for a long time.
Okay.
It's ranged in quality over, like, the time. Sometimes you go and see an absolute banger. I remember we went to see the Narnia films when they were.
Oh,
those were quality.
That's a good Christmas film, actually. Narnia. First one.
First one. Yeah. And then, as an error of judgment, from bearing in mind this was, like, from children, we had to go see Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Which I think my parents were regretting starting a family at that moment.
Having to do this.
Having to do this.
Can't believe you've done this.
Yeah.
There's lots of things that need to be talked about. So I don't know if there's anything you want us to talk about, or we could just pick a topic later on.
No, that's probably too specific.
We're always going to have a rant for an hour.
Might as well subscribe to True Jordan. I don't know, like, a good probably something about, like, being English in Scotland.
Yeah. Okay, I like that, actually.
I find that's, like, quite a hurdle to overcome.
It is. And also, I was talking to Dan about this the other day.
And you can get his point of view as well.
Yeah, if I don't cut it out. The idea of whenever an England sports team plays a match, they'll always support the opposition. No matter who it is, I can't understand that. Because whenever Scotland plays, or Ireland or Wales, I'll always support them. As long as it's not against England, obviously.
Of course.
I will always support them as a home nation team.
From my point of view, it's like the most double standard thing in the world.
Go on.
Even my own mother.
Go on.
Will have a go at me. So, obviously.
So, wait, is your mum the same?
So, mum is a diehard Scotland.
Yeah, she's diehard, but she keeps the same hatred towards the English.
Yeah, she wants England to lose, even though her husband and her three children are English.
Yeah.
Even though, like, my stance is, like, I'm English. I support England for football in England, rugby or whatever, or the cricket or whatever.
Yeah.
But I have a soft spot for Scotland because half my family are Scottish.
Yeah.
And if, like, I'm watching, like, Scotland, like Scotland Japan in the World Cup, I want Scotland
to win
100%. But that generosity and that neutrality never seems to be reciprocated.
It's not reciprocated. So yeah, thanks for coming over, and everyone else, thanks for listening. Hopefully, Dan will be back next week. And we're going to be talking about Scotland and England and the hatred that goes on there. So thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.